Gera. Esrim Shkolim, 20 Shkolim, Chamisha v'Esrim Shkolim, 25 Shkolim. Asora v'Chamisha Shekel, 15 Shekel. Hamona, Yilachem. That's what the mona should be. That's what the Pasuk says in Yecheskel. So this we darshin mona mosayim far boyim heavy. L'chura mona was 240, 40 dinrin. So how does the cheshbon stim? Ella from here, Shema Mina is approved, plus. From here we learn out three things. Shema Mina, mona shel hegdish kofel hoya. First of all, we learn out from here that the mona of the hegdish was double. It was kofel. That the Rashbam says, Chamishim shkolim v'chamisha shkolim ham yusorim hein tois v'shtush shesifu ha-mona shochil chamisha sloim ha-chofeid dan alam sloim g'shata koifla shal ha-hegdish hevi shishim shkolim. If you double it, it comes out to be 60, but it's only because they added on a sixth to the measurement. And Shema Amina is also proof for me, Shema Amina mona shal ha-hegdish kofla yeon Shema Amina moisifun al-hamidois. You have a right to add on to the measurements, but v'yein moisifin yosim mishtus. You cannot add on more than a sixth. U'shma mina shtus milabar. Also, we see that the sixth add on is milabar from the outside and not from the inside. In other words, like you divide it up into fives, and then you add one of that, and that's called a sixth milabar. That's called a shtus milabar. Rav Papa bar Shmuel talking kailo bar tlosa kafiza. He's Rav Papa bar Shmuel made a new measurement of 3 kapiza. His omrules, he said to him, I've all my Shmuel said, ain't my sifun ala midas yosimishtus. You're not allowed to add on to the measurements more than a sixth, and the chur here was more than a sixth. Omrules, he said back to Mano, kailo chadato tekini. I made like a new measure here. It's a new measure altogether. Therefore, it's not called I'm not adding on to the old measure. I'm making a new measure altogether. Now, Shadrei le Pumpadisa, so they sent this new measurement to Pumpadisa. For Le Kiblu, they did not accept it. Then Shadru le Fufanoi, they sent it to Fufanoi, and the Kiblu, they accepted his new measurement there. The Korolei, and there they called it Rois Pufoi. That's what they call this new measurement, Reis Pupoi, after his name. This new kafiza, this new measurement, they called after his name. In other words, says Simon Oitzwe Peiris and Oitzwin V'ye Moitzian V'ye Mishtakrim Pomim Bebeitzim Masriim V'loim Matzian. These are the simonim. Another one says like this. Tana Rabbonim, we learned in a price like this. Oitzroi Peiris. That means people that take their Peiris, and the Oitzwe, they hide them, they store them. They store their Peiris. They do not sell them right now, but they wait to sell them till later, at the end of the season. O Mali Baribis, people that lend money with interest. O Maktine Eifo, and people that have a small measuring, they reduce their measuring. They have a Ktine Eifo, Eifo is a measuring cup, and they make it smaller than they're supposed to. O Mavkiya Sharam, and people that raise the prices. Aleya Makosav, aim upon them, the Pasuk says, Leimar Mosa Yavar Achodesh. When will the moon be gone? Vinashbira. And they'll sell their grain. Vinashbira Shever. Vihashabas Vinifchoso. And then the Shabbos, and they will set forth, Vinifchoso Bar, they'll set forth the corn. Lahaktin Eifa, to make the measuring smaller. Ulahagdu shekel, and to make the shekel bigger. Ulaavis mozne mirmo, and they'll make falseness upon the balance, upon the measuring. Uksir, the Pasuk says, Nishpa shebegur, and Yaakov kashbrochu swore, by Yaakov, emeshkach lenetzach, komaseim, if I'll ever forget all these bad actions that they are doing. Now the Gemara says, Oitzre peiris kagoin man, what's this aveira, who is called Oitzre haperis? He stores his peiris. Omer Reb Yechanan kagoin shabsai otza peiros. Like a shabsai, he was otza peiros. What he used to do was he used to hide his peiros, store them, in order that he would not give them out to later on when the prices went up, and then he would sell to the neim at the higher price, and he would be mastered for the neim, as if he would not give it out now when it's a cheaper price, but rather he would just hide them and first give them out later when the prices go up. Mar says now, to Shmuel, Avu de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Masben Lula Peri Biasroi Charfo. He used to sell his Peris right now at the early price, at the cheap price. He had to Roy Charfo at the cheaper price. In other words, at the beginning of the season, there's a lot of them, so he used to sell them then at a cheaper price. At the price then, Shmuel Bray, Shmuel his son, Mashoyi Le Peri, used to hold on to the Peris, O Masben Lahu, Basroi Aflo, Kisroi Charfo. He used to also store his Peris weight. He would not sell them now at the beginning at the cheap price, but rather he would hold them until later when the prices went up, then he would sell it at the cheaper price to the Aniyim, as if to make it better for the Aniyim later on, that there'll still be cheaper prices for them. But the Gemara says, Sholcho Mitom, they sent back from there, that Tova Diaba Midibro, what the father did is better than the son. Avu di Shmuel did better than the son than Shmuel. My time, what's the reason? Because Taro, the Ravcho Ravcho, like once the price goes up, it goes up, it doesn't go down anymore. It doesn't go down so fast. So therefore you're better off having a lot of payers around now at the beginning so that the price stays down. Because once the price goes up, then it's very hard to get it down again. Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Oitzer Odom es Kaboy Oitzer. A person has the right to store his own kav. Like a kav of his own produce, he's allowed to store. There's nothing wrong with that. Tanya Namihok, we learn like this also. In Oitzer in Paris, you're not allowed to store away fruits. Dvorim Sheish Bem Chaya Nefesh. Things that people live on. In other words, that there's a necessity for it. Kagoin yenois, like wine, shmonim, oil, usiltos, and flour. Avotavlin, but just spices. Kimoinu popolim, like cumin and pepper. Mutter, that you're allowed to store. The nedvar mamur, when was this said? Plakech min ashuk. This is only said upon one that was buying it from the market. Avo v'machnis mishaloi muta, the one who brings it in for storage of his own, he's permitted, he's allowed to store his own things. But then the Gemara says, O muta liyodom l'oitzer, teres beretz Yisrael, gimushonim, person has the right to store away fruits for 3 years, like before Shemitah. Erev Shvius, the sixth year, for Shvius, for the seventh year, O moitzoi Shvius, and for the eighth year. For these years, you're allowed to set aside fruits. Over Shnei B'tzorus, who are then in the hunger year, the famine also, then you're allowed to hide the Oitzer Yeperus. V'yafilu kam charuvim. Amifaker, it's like this. Over Shnei B'tzorus, and in the famine year, then afilu kam charuvim. Even a kav of charuvim, simple boxer, also loy Oitzer, you should not hide. You should not store away. B'fnei shemachnis meir b'tzorim. Because they're still going to bring a curse upon the market price.